This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
So aside from that, other international news includes Facebook's proposed digital currency, the Libra, because there seems to be a couple of mixed reactions to it. The Bank for International Settlements has issued warnings. BIS is the central bank for central banks. It said that Facebook could rapidly establish a dominant position in global finance and pose a potential threat to competition, financial stability and social welfare.
I think what the BIS say would hold a lot of water because this is an organization that's set up in Basel, Switzerland, that's all about banking, prudential and stability. And they are the ones who set rules like Basel 1, 2 and 3. I think what they say right now would be taken note of, not only by Facebook, but by regulators around the world.
So joining us to discuss the risks over Libra is KY Ng, Managing Director of BitInsight in Hong Kong. Thank you for joining us, KY. So are the systemic concerns of regulators for Facebook's Libra coins justified, in your opinion?
Yes, I think very much so because, first of all, Facebook has not got the best track record in terms of, withholding their users' information. And secondly, cryptocurrency, and particularly Libra, I think has a very strong chance of establishing a global coin. And that will challenge, I think, the traditional banking system, which is outdated and slow and expensive. So I think, you know, the government or even the banks do really have a concern over a coin like Libra, which is, you know, well understood, backed by Facebook, you know, one of its 200 billion subscribers they have.
And KY, you talk about the challenges to the banking system. One area is the payments transfer costs, which can be very high right now, dominated by the banks as well as very dominant companies like Visa and Master. Is this something that not only Libra, but the rest of the crypto proponents can look at in terms of lowering down payment costs and transfer costs?
Payment right now is in the dark ages. I mean, to do a wire transfer overseas takes you 3 working days and costs you about $50 to $70, which is, you know, in this day and age is quite ridiculous given the internet age. You have current coins, you know, even Bitcoin can do it in 1 hour transfer of any value. And some coins like Ripple can do it in 4 seconds. So something like Libra is actually very powerful, to do a payment. And it's going to be very cheap, you know, I think less than a fractions of a penny to do a transaction. And more important, you can do it 24/7. There's no restrictions. And it's very quick. I think less than 4 seconds, if Libra as a blockchain is what they say it is.
So do you think that Libra, which is making cryptos go mainstream, would be a boost to other cryptocurrencies as well in terms of addressing the payments problems that we have right now?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the reason you've seen particular coins like Bitcoin going to the roof, right, since the announcement of Facebook, is that I think, contrary to popular belief, Libra is actually the Trojan horse. A name like Facebook will actually bring cryptos to the mainstream. You know, when everybody uses Facebook, over 2 billion subscribers globally, you know, they can, you know, Libra, I think, has a good chance of being a global coin. You know, imagine going to, you know, anywhere like to Africa, to Italy, to France, and just using global coin, a Libra coin, without even having to change your euros. That's why the central bankers, you know, are so, you know, concerned with this. To date, you know, there have been many cryptos that have tried to emulate a stable coin like Facebook, but unfortunately, you know, the adoption has been pretty slow because they just don't have the clout, you know, or the user base like Facebook.
KY, do you buy into Facebook's ambitions to have Libra target the unbanked?
I think that's a laudable objective of them. I mean, it sounds good, but I think it's a good objective. I mean, there's people in Africa, in Argentina, many poor places that don't have a banking, access to banking facilities. So I think I think this is a good one of the good objectives for them.
Thank you so much, KY. And that was KY Ng, Managing Director of BitInsight in Hong Kong. Now, if we remember last week, Facebook revealed its plans to introduce the Libra, which is a stable coin that's asset-backed to avoid volatility seen in most cryptocurrencies. In Facebook's case, this would be backed by a basket of bank deposits and short-term government securities. So Libra is set to launch in 2020. Now, we're coming up on a couple of messages, and then we'll have more local news for you, including the most recent statements from the Prime Minister. To Consultant Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.